Hey, what's up, guys? This is Little Mickey coming at you. And I just wanted to let you guys know something. I have a lot of things that's going on that I still really don't understand what's going on. But like I said, I'm an upcoming artist. You can come follow me at my link at Instagram at LittleMickey1738. I know I keep saying that, but yeah, you guys can come follow me on there. So we can stay connected. Twitter at LittleMickey1738. Yes, you might gonna see a lot of things on my page you wouldn't be like, what? But yeah, let's see. Yeah, I'm an upcoming artist. So I'm just doing my thing, you know, authentically. Yeah, there's some things I might have to work on, but as far as I can see it, I'm still do me and still do what I need to do. This is my first time ever like coming out with something like this. Like, I never like really thought about being in the music like that. I thought I was just going to be like one of them type of people. Oh, go to work, come home, have a family. No, that's not like that at all. Let's see. This is the reason why. You want to know the reason why I'm wanting to do music? Do music because I find it very interesting. Like, it's like telling a storyline and being creative and all in one. Like, it's like writing a poem, finding the right beat to it, then putting the poem into work and making little clips about it. Like, me personally, I'm so creative. I would think something right off the head at the heat of the moment. Like, there's plenty of times I wanted to drop a video. Like, so many videos, but I don't have the opportunity to because of where I'm at and where I'm placed at the moment. Yes, I can keep still trying to do what I need to do, but I know my time will come eventually. That's why I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, a lot of people are not listening to me. Oh, there's not a lot of people, like, interacting with me. But you got to think, I'm a new artist. You don't know me. I don't know you. But this is the chance to get to know me, like, on a serious note. Like, I'm so blessed to be able to sit here and express myself who I am, because I will never change for anybody. I don't care who it is. I will not change of the fact that I'm who I am, because that's who it makes me who I am. And you know, a lot of people think that since I'm not able to, they think because they see me who I am, they don't think that, oh, you know, besides where I came from, I would make anything happen. I experienced something in my life that I never thought I would ever experience. Okay, so I had to cut it off with my significant other 5 months ago, 6 months ago. Because, you know, they just, I don't want to get in details in it with it, but, you know, they just didn't care. They did not care at all. And, you know, I had to cut it off because, you know, you can't tell somebody that they're not able to do something because you might be going through some stuff in your life. It might not be right, but why bring them down with you? Or at least try to. And it seems like they don't get it through their head. Like, I'm a big fan of Rita Ora. I'm just putting it out there. I'm a big fan of Rita Ora. For the last 6 years, since I've been listening to her music, for 6 years, going on seven, faithfully, I never had thought that, you know, at this time frame of this situation, when it's going down, my ex gonna tell me, have the audacity to tell me, that's why you're not gonna able to meet Rita Ora. You might seem like this is a pointless conversation that I'm having, or you might not see where I'm coming from, but I promise you, you will. They know how obsessed I was. Not obsessed, but they knew how I've been wanting to, you know, I like Rita Ora music. I loved her music. I love it. I love how she is generally as a person, like an artist. And they said, you know, when they said that, I'm sitting here like, really? Like, you can't sit there and say that. You can't predict what's going to happen. And, you know, and I was like, you know, you can never sit there and say never, because you don't know what can happen. And, okay, after that, we split it ways. I walked out the car and left. And then after that, I don't know what happened. All I know is that I got the chance to meet Rita Ora like 4 months after that. 5 months after that, actually. I do believe, because it was in March of this year. So, I'm like, okay. When I went to go see her for the first time, I'm sitting like all jumping around. Yes, like jumping up and down, like, oh my goodness, like, this cannot be happening. And then next thing you know, I wanted to record the whole situation, the whole thing, but it wasn't, no, I couldn't. There was no, that I couldn't, because something, I don't know what was going on, my phone was dying that day, that night, actually, when I went to see her and I'm sitting here like, really, like, I can't believe this is happening. And I'm sitting looking dead at her, like stunned, like, oh my goodness, like, I've been waiting for this moment for like forever. Like, I'm sitting here like, still till this day, I still don't know, even can't even comprehend that. I still can't comprehend it. I really can't comprehend that whole situation. It's still like, really, like, there's things that I don't even want to explain what happened. But, you know, other than that, it was amazing experience. Like, it was amazing. Like, Rita Ora is, like, in my opinion, top dog. And some people underestimate her sometimes, you know. That's what makes me like drawn to her ambitions that she's doing, that she has for herself as in that type of industry, a strong independent woman, like head on. She faced them head on, and that makes me like, wow, like open my mind, like, open, makes my mind more opened about things. Like, after all that happened, and I got done with that experience, not only that, I had broken with my ex that following couple months prior to the situation was getting it planted and seeded, and sprouted and grow, and I didn't even know it was being happening behind the scenes. As I'm splitting this connection off with this other person, and then got this other situation going on behind it, as I'm sitting here explaining what's going on, it was planted. And I'm sitting there like, whoa. Like, it caught me off guard, because I'm sitting like, what? Like, you're going to be there and this is the only time? Okay, sure. Why not? I was kind of was being decisive at first, because I didn't know if I wanted to trust that or not. I didn't even know if that was even, if I was even able to do it, to go. So I took my chances. I did it, and it happened. No matter what the situation, how the situation fell, it happened. It happened. It was meant to happen. And I'm sitting here like, oh my goodness, I got to see her. But at the same time, how did it affect me? How did it really affect me? It affected me to the point that I feel awakening. Like, I never felt like that before about anything in my life. Like, I don't even know how to even explain it. Like, it made me realize something in life, that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything possible. Everything happens for a reason. For a reason. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out why this happened. And still to this day, I do not know how it happened. But, you know, at the same time, I'm grateful, blessed. Because, you know, I was at my darkest, at my lowest. And, you know, I'm not trying to sit there and put a pity party on myself or anything. I'm not looking for none of that. But I was at my darkest, I was at my lowest, you know. And some people don't even understand that, because I don't talk about it. Because that, you know, that kind of, you know, it's just something I don't talk about in general at all. But I know that it made me who I am today. That's why I think I have a purpose. I have a purpose. As long as I'm doing what I'm doing as of right now, like I've been doing, getting myself out there by any means necessary. Like, I'm not just, you know, just trying to get people's attention. I'm just wanting the people to know that I'm the real deal. I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. And yeah, there's going to be times that you will not see me at all. There's times you will see me. There's times you won't see me. That's it. Because that's how I am. Like, think about it. Little Mickey, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is a mouse. Think about it. Little Mickey, that's all. Like, you wouldn't even expect that somebody come out with that. Little Mickey, that's it. Like, yeah. I mean, that's why I don't want to waste my time on relationships till I know it's the right time. Like, I want to build my foundation to make sure it's stable. And once I find that, when my life is more, like, once my life is more stabilized, then maybe, if that, I don't know yet. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, you know, I have a few people question me, like, why don't you go to college? Here's the thing about that. Don't get me wrong. College is, yes, it's the way to go. But what are you going to do after that? After you get that degree? You still got to find a job. I mean, you have to have some type of way to make a living. That's why I jumped in from graduating from high school to jumping into a job that like that, because, you know, I just felt like that was best. I was trying to drop out of school to go to work to make money, because that's what I had thought that I was supposed to do. Is my brain was process of making money. That was all my mind will think about. Like, what I rolled through my mind was at school. I would sit at school, like, all throughout the time that I went to school. Even when I had a public session with a shrink, and she asked me, they asked me if I was on my mind. And I tell them nothing. Because it's true, nothing. Because you're not going to understand why I think the way I think. Like, there's sometimes there's somebody, there's going to be times I know there's somebody going to ask me, what's on your mind? And I'm going to tell them nothing. It's not blocking people out or anything like that. I mean, you might sit there, you can sit there and say you want to call it what you want to call it. But I think more emotionally, like, I think about, I use my emotions to think with. Like, that's all I really do. Like, and then I use my words to go fall behind what I feel like. Once I say I feel like nothing, that means I feel like nothing. When I feel like I'm sad, that means I feel like I'm sad. Once it's said, when I say, oh, when I'm mad, I am mad. And you will know when I am mad. You know, you will know. But, you know, I can't really say that I'm wants to sit there and mentally block people out. It's not that. I'd rather just deal with myself and figure it out how to deal with it. You know, yes, it's not good to hold your feelings in or your emotions in, but, you know, sometimes that's me because that's what I feed off of is my emotions. If I feel some type of way, I will show you some type of way. Like, that's how I am. That's how I operate. It might seem like I'm cold-hearted or giving you the cold shoulder. No, that is not my intentions at all. That is not my intentions at all. I'm a very caring person. Very caring person. But don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted because, you know, don't take it all like that at once and think that you're gonna, like, try to manipulate me because I will see right through your ass. I would see right through your ass like a piece of plastic or a piece of glass. Like, no, you can't do it to me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. You know, yeah, I might be young, but I'm not dumb. I'm far from it. So, yeah, I want to say something, though. This is very interesting why I'm talking about it. So one day I was in school and somebody, you know, trying to run up on me, like, as I mean, try to beat my ass. And I didn't even do nothing. And this happened a few times, you know. And this is in a public high school. So, I'm about a sophomore. No, I was a junior at the time. And, you know, they try to sit there and say that I had ADHD real bad, so they put me on some Ritalin pills, ADHD medicine, you know. So took my medicine for about a year, like 2.5 years, doing good in school, my grades is up, you know, I'm not getting in trouble. You know, I was a troubled kid in school because I was bored. I was telling them people that I was like, I'm sorry, but I like to get in trouble because I'm bored. That's exactly what I told the principals. And I kept telling them that to the point that they said they was not finna send me no ISD, in-school suspension, or suspend me. They just let me sit in the classroom without even moving at all. Till they said it was okay for me to move. Yes. That's how bored I was. I was so bored that I start, like, you know, walking out the classroom. Even though when I got done with my work. And I was passing class, passing, skipping class and all this, doing my thing because I thought because I was smart with my moves, but I was yet a dumb genius. How can you be a genius and be dumb at the same time? Yes. Can't stress that enough. How can you be a genius, be dumb at the same time? I'm going to leave that to you guys to answer. But there was times that, you know, I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck. You know, I thought, you know, I didn't, you know, need to be in class because that's how I thought I was that smart, which I was. I was making straight A's out through school. Like, that's how, I don't know how, but I steady kept getting in trouble because I was bored. I was bored with the same routine over and over again every day. Came to school, did this. I'm sitting in class like, no, gotta be in excitement somewhere. So I'm the one who's throwing excitement everywhere. I was the I wouldn't say the star pupil. I wouldn't say the star pupil, but at the same time, I was the star pupil, but the one that was always in trouble, always looking for something to do, like something. Like, this one time, they thought I was trying to start a food fight, and I told them, no, I did not try to start a food fight. I was not going to do that, but they still said that I did, so I got punished. But yeah, back to the situation about when I was in high school. Yeah, this guy came up to me. This boy walked up to me talking about, oh, you snitched on me because, why'd you snitch on me? I'm gonna beat your ass, woo woo woo. And I'm like, hold up. I'm sitting at the desk. I'm looking at him like, you come at me, you're gonna get fucked up. Start laughing, and I'm calm, cool, collected with it. I'm like, I didn't snitch on you, your homeboy. You need to better ask your homeboy about that one. So he gets put out the classroom trying to fight me, and I'm sitting back in the chair just in math class at that, and algebra. Just sit back, like, yeah. So we get on the bus. He's talking about woo woo woo. I'm gonna beat your ass. But you come at me all reckless type, I'm gonna come back at you reckless type too. But at the same time, you know, sometimes you got to be the bigger person and then walk away too at certain times. And now if they coming back, they asking for it. You know, I had watched Scarface when I was a kid. And I loved the movie. Love it. But see, the thing about that is why I'm bringing that up about Scarface is it's just, you know, I like how he is personally. Like, I love Al Pacino. I think he is a good actor, a really strong actor. But beside the point, Scarface, the character Scarface, badass. You couldn't even put the segment much better than what it already was in that movie. Like, you know, there's some things I didn't agree with in the movie, but that's not up for the discussion. But that is like one of my favorite movies of all times. Like, all times. Just like Godfather. I love those movies. I love those type of movies. I don't know why it attracts me to the I don't know what about the movies. I don't know. But I just like, I guess because I like how they are clean cut, and that's how I want to be. I want to be like clean cut with my style like that. You know, I'm mean business, but you know, I'm fresh with it too. Like, I don't mind to have to dress like that because, you know, I just like the style. I think I just like the just how they are just in general. Like, I wouldn't recommend teaching your kids to do the same things as they do because those are movies. But in real life, there's people that actually do that for a living in real life. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to sit there and say it's okay to sit there and try to be a mafia game because it's not what it's all cracked to be. It's real dangerous. But, yeah, you want to know something about that situation, about that school incident? I fell for somebody so hard. Like, they had caught my heart. Like, they had me connectedly, like, because I loved the way they made me feel. But at the same time, I felt like they was afraid to let me know how they really feel because they was scared of what the outcome would be. And I don't know what was being told back in them times, but it just made me think about shit. Like, me and this person was like, you know, on one, on two, on three, then so on. But this person would not let me, like, they would let me in, but they wouldn't let me in. Like, you know, we would sit there and just, like, before we even had thought about getting cell phones, we would sit there and pass notes to each other through passing period and meet up and just pass notes. And I will keep every note that I had of hers, of them. I mean, sorry, not hers or hims, but they. I had notes for every time that they responded to me. And they had my notes that I gave them, and they saved them. So as I'm thinking to this whole situation, I'm like, okay, they saying this to me, but they act upon another, and I'm confused. I'm telling them this. I'm like, I'm confused how you really feel about me, but then you off sucking face, kissing up on another person, And it's like, you know that we have something connected to each other, but she want me to sit here and do what? I'm thinking she at this time, I'm already trying to like comprehend what's going on. And little that I don't know, she's talking to this guy. They talking to this guy. I'm talking to them. And I'm sitting here like, they want to have, somebody wants to try to have a threesome. I can't do that one. I was too young to be having sex anyway. I had no business be having sex anyway, and especially thinking about that in high school. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I wasn't thinking it like that. As far as acting upon it, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. No. No, there's no way. I couldn't do it. I mean, I don't see how people had sex back in them days in school or on or at home. I could never understood that. I'm not even gonna lie, I was scared to. I was even scared to even kiss because I didn't know if it was right or not. And then as I was told, as I got older, it was okay as it follows the lungs. It didn't go further than what it needed to be. So that's why I am scared to get emotionally connected with somebody like that, because you will have some people that will move too fast, and you still have to tell them, hey, there's nothing more that's going on than this. But they still try to, like, you know, press on, like, hey, you know, I'm type of person, if you keep pressuring me to do something I don't want to do, I will cut you off. I will cut you off. If it don't seem so right to me, I'm not doing it. That's just how I am. Like, I don't even want to deal with a relationship. I just want to have fun. Go live life. Go travel and see this world then beyond what it seems to be. Like, you know, I'm the type of person who craves spontaneous vibes. Like, if you're spontaneous, if you're a spontaneous person, or if the group of people are spontaneous, I can click with, then yeah, that's one thing. But if you're not spontaneous, but I can click with you, then we can, you know. But if you're not talking about the same movement that I'm wanting to be on a wavelength, then there's no point in even having a conversation with me. Like, it's not even point even engaging with me. Like, I tell that to people all the time. That's why I don't have friends like that. Because I distance myself, because I see how people are. As if I got older and I kept telling myself, like, you know, who really needs friends, but you really do need friends, but you really don't. Like, I don't want friends because I choose not to have friends. Like, I'm very selective about who I pick as a friend. And you will know if you're a friend. You will know. You just know. So, yeah, that's how I am. I like food, by the way. I like fashion. I adore fashion. I love it. That's one thing I can do is say is that I express myself through fashion. Like, I will wear, I don't care what it is. If it looks good to me, I'm popping it on. I'm popping it on. I don't care what anybody say. If I like it, I'm taking it. I love it. You know, same thing about shoes. I love shoes. I love fashion. Shoes is part of fashion. Clothes is part of fashion. Jewelry is part of fashion. Like, yeah, I adore it. I don't care what anybody's saying. Also, I want to say, how can you able to lay your head down to sleep and have your mind wonder, like, I try to sit there and let my mind, like, unwind. Like, I will, like, go off to my own space and just be to myself. Like, because my mind sometimes be, like, ticking, like a clock, ticking. Like right now, I'm thinking about how I am supposed to do my show that's coming up soon. And I'm going to be going on a trip soon to Miami. That's why I've been, you know, doing so much stuff, and it's so much time. Like, I have to go to Miami, Florida, for this music conference that I have to go to, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. All I know is that I'm supposed to be going down there, and that was it. That's all. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever, you know, I go. Because that's another way I get to be able to express myself to other people and artists and a huge fan base. I could be going, I do a live concert with 40K people plus. And I could just have that, just like that. I don't know. Anything can happen. But if that does happen, if I just, you know, if that does happen, you know, it's still not going to change anything. It's still not going to change anything. It's still not going to change the fact who I am. I mean, I just going to still keep level-headed and keep on moving. It's just that simple. If you guys wondering if I have siblings, yes, I do. I just can't tell you how many. If I have two parents, yes, I do. Do I have any children? Yes, I do. Let's see. Pizza is my favorite food. I like soda, even though it's bad for you. My favorite thing to say is I know. Live for the moment. And until we meet again. That's all I gotta say. Lil Mickey coming at you at Anchor. Thanks to have talking to you guys. Peace.